Chapter 6 Heating Up. It had been a busy day for Rainbow Dash and the ponies who had been following her daring escapades. They'd been all over Ponyville and back again, watching as Dash took on a multitude of crazy challenges. Some were totally thrilling, like when Snips and Snails had dared her to swim to the bottom of the disgusting swamp, Froggy Bottom Bog. Rainbow had gotten completely covered in green slime and gook, but every pony had been impressed. Others were not quite as exciting, like Pinky's dare for Rainbow to babysit her favorite yellow balloon for an hour.
"So many things could happen if he's left alone. It's very risky," she'd insisted.
But still, Rainbow Dash had completed each and every task, no matter the level of difficulty. Rainbow took off in the air and felt the cool rush of the wind in her mane.
"What else you got for me?"
she shouted to the ponies below. There was only about an hour left of daylight before Princess Luna would be lowering the moon over Equestria. But that was more than enough time to get a few more dares in. Rainbow Dash's friends had been following her all day. But as the hours wore on, they were getting more and more worried. She'd proved her point. Why didn't Rainbow just put an end to the madness already?
"What was it you said again?" Twilight turned to Applejack.
"Just a few dares and she'll be done. Look at her. She's been doing daring things like daring do all day."
Applejack shrugged.
"Maybe we can try a different approach to get her to give it up."
She trotted up to Pinky and whispered something in her ear. Pinky nodded and scribbled a new dare on the board. Rainbow Dash landed and trotted to the middle of the dwindling crowd, nose turned up to the sky.
"Pinkie Pie, let's go over all the amazing feats I have completed so far."
"Ew, fun idea,"
Pinkie said, turning to the daring dashboard. She pointed to each item with a long, glittery wand.
"First, you tightrope walked across quarry eel dwellings at Ghastly Gorge with no wings."
The crowd murmured their approval.
"Piece of apple cake," said Rainbow, hoof-bumping a nearby stallion.
"Then you went inside the scary old abandoned barn filled with bats."
Pinky touched her pointer to the dare.
"I wasn't scared for a single second,"
Rainbow assured her fans.
"If anything, those bats were afraid of me."
"Aw,"
said Fluttershy, thinking of the poor little bats.
"I hope they're okay."
"Then,"
Pinky took a long, deep breath, and then said very fast,
"you swam in the bog, babysat my balloon, spun around in a circle 200 times until you were totally dizzy, gave Rarity's kitty cat Opal a bath, knocked on Cranky Doodle Donkey's door during his bridge game, performed a sonic rain boom through the tree obstacle course at Sweet Apple Acres, and now you're about to eat the hottest chili peppers in all of Equestria!"
"Woohoo!" Rainbow smiled, satisfied with her success. Then, the last part registered.
"Wait! Did you say something about chili peppers?"
Rainbow disliked hot peppers more than any other food in existence. And there was only one pony she'd told that secret to. Applejack.
"Yeah, she sure did," said the yellow country pony, stepping forward. "Peppers from South America. I just got some down at the Philadelphia market last week when I was making my pie deliveries. The pony who sold them to me carried them across the San Palomino Desert. He said a couple of those guys around the orchard would keep out pesky pests," Applejack explained.
She leaned in close to Rainbow Dash and looked her straight in the eyes.
"He also said that one little bite of one of them would make fire shoot straight out your ears."
"To the barn!"
shouted Pinkie Pie, bouncing up and down.
"Let's get the fire peppers!"
But,
Rainbow Dash began to protest. Beads of sweat started to form on her forehead. What had she signed up for?
"I don't like..."
"Yeah?" said Applejack, giving a little wink to her friends. Twilight looked hopeful. Maybe her plan to get Rainbow to quit all this dare pony stuff might just work. There was no way Rainbow Dash would ever eat a chili pepper. Rainbow looked around at her audience. Suddenly, their faces seemed to be bearing down on her.
It was like they knew she was about to be defeated by some tiny little itty-bitty hot peppers. But that couldn't happen. Not now, after she'd done all that other stuff. To quit now would totally disprove her point. What I meant was, Rainbow forced herself to stand a little taller, I don't like how long you're taking to give me those peppers. She smiled nervously and looked around. That seemed to satisfy the onlookers. What? Replied Applejack. Are you sure? Well, color me surprised and call me Golden Russet. Applejack felt a little silly now that her plan was literally going to backfire.
She's gonna do it!
A yellow Pegasus with a blue mane shouted.
Go, Rainbow! Added Sweetie Drops. Rainbow! Rainbow! She chanted.
It wasn't long before the whole crowd was egging her on. That didn't go quite as planned, Applejack admitted to Twilight, stifling a nervous laugh. Apparently, Rainbow Dash was on a roll, and she wasn't going to cool it for just anything. Not even a hot, hot pepper. As soon as Rainbow Dash bit into the pepper, all sorts of weird things started to happen. First, she felt like her mouth was on fire. Then, she could have sworn she saw Daring Do herself in the crowd. Finally, her ears began to feel hot, and she heard the booming laughter of Auijodel telling her she could never defeat him. It was kind of awesome, in a way. Rainbow coughed, and a few multicolored flames burst out.
Look at that!
Spike laughed, clapping his claws together.
Rainbow can send all the letters to Princess Celestia now!
He found it particularly funny, since he was the only one who could breathe fire, as well as use its magic to deliver messages across Equestria.
All right now, that's it! Drink up, Sugar Cube!
Applejack patted Rainbow Dash on the back. She had insisted on bringing Rainbow an endless supply of water and cider to calm her tongue. She obviously felt very guilty about challenging Rainbow. Her plan had gone up in smoke.
Thanks, said Rainbow, taking a big gulp.
Everything seemed almost normal again, other than the fact that her tongue was now 20% cooler.
I've never seen anything like that.
Fluttershy shook her head in disbelief.
Your face turned as red as an apple, added Applejack.
I'd say it was more of a deep crimson hue, said Rarity. But it was dreadful.
What about those rainbow flames that were shooting out of your ears?
Pinky squealed.
That was so awesome-tastic!
Was it?
Rainbow groaned, sipping from her cup. At least it impressed every pony because those peppers were brutal. Twilight gave Rainbow a stern look.
That's just what we're worried about. Your daring ways are starting to put you in danger.
Rarity, Fluttershy, and Applejack all looked at Rainbow in concern. Pinky slumped down with the realization that she'd been encouraging her all along.
What?
Rainbow Dash took another sip of cider.
I'm totally good. And plus, I thrive on danger. Rainbow Danger Dash. Now let me go back outside and greet my fans.
Rainbow, my dear, Rarity chimed in.
I think what she's trying to say is that no pony expects you to be as brave as Daring Do. Maybe you should just focus on being Rainbow Dash,
Rarity batted her long eyelashes and swished her purple mane. Unfortunately, her charm was lost on Rainbow, who was now standing up and brushing herself off.
As nice as that is, guys, I think I'll just stick to being the bravest pony in town and being the best.
Rainbow trotted to the door.
But thanks for all the cider. Now I'm ready for even more action.
I liked this whole Daring Do thing better when it was just about reading books, said Twilight with a sigh.
Rainbow Dash could have used that sapphire stone bookmark right about now. She was starting to lose track of her place.